Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's never too late to say you're sorry, Hugh.
I ain't saying sorry.
I know. That's fine. I am. You can disappoint the... We have a live studio audience here every week, like we always do, and you disappoint those people.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying sorry.
You're sorry for not saying sorry?
I'm not going to say sorry.
Okay. Well, you should, because you ripped Nebraska like we all did. And here, look at this Phillies team right now. 22-15.
They're doing the job. Still got a long way to go.
They do. But right now, it's good baseball. And that's
good baseball. No question about it.
Heck of a comeback win last night for the Phillies. And really hit me. Lizardo with another good start. Second most valuable pitcher in the NL right now. Kepler with a really good at-bat in the ninth inning to help them, you know, tie the game there. And then... Of course, even the smaller thing, like just holding on to Taijuan Walker when half of us, or maybe 100% of us, said dump this guy for nothing, he's helped this team this year. That's good GM work. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls up here? Also, it's a try day Friday, something Hugh Douglas would not try. Best answer we get, and it could be anything. It could be food, an experience. I mean, we talked about rowing or canoeing. Hugh's out on those things. You wouldn't canoe?
Hell no.
Even in a lake?
Mm-mm.
What's the worst that happens?
I can fall in the water.
And you get back up. You get wet. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. No.
I ain't getting in the water.
And this is going to be an easy
one for
callers.
Electric eels or something.
Electric
in the
eels in a lake?
I don't know. Ain't no telling what's in the Schuylkill, man.
Not electric eels. I can pretty much guarantee.
I don't know.
All right, poll question. Do you believe there are electric eels in the Schuylkill? I personally do not. All right.
I don't know what's in the Schuylkill.
Do you think there are electric eels?
I don't know what's there.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you think the percentage chance is that there's an electric eel in the Schuylkill?
Zero.
Probably not great.
No.
Okay.
Because I think they're saltwater creatures, to be honest. But that's not... Freshwater creatures can eat you. They're like... Have you seen some of these catfish, man?
All right, hold on. Nothing in the Schuylkill is eating you.
Catfish is going to eat you?
A flesh-eating bacteria can eat me. I'm not taking no chance, man. That's just...
You're afraid of catfish?
You know what? They have those big-ass carp in the Schuylkill. I saw somebody catch one.
Yeah.
Like they got some big fish in
it. But it's the people catching the fish. It's not the other way around. All right. Look, can we hear from Dave Dombrowski before we go back to the phone lines? A couple days ago, Dave talking about getting hot at the right time with this Phillies team.
To me, the answer is not the missing piece. The answer is playing well at the right time. And so when you say that, I've always felt you go out there with four good starting pitchers, right? Well, we have four good starting pitchers. You go out there with a good bullpen. Our bullpen didn't pitch well. It just didn't. I mean, that's the way it is. But I really thought going into the postseason that it's an incorrect judgment by me and by a lot of us that we thought our bullpen would be. That's what you're looking to do. We didn't score enough runs. We just did not. I mean, we scored runs in one game. We did not score runs in three games. And so... You go back in the past years, there's some games we scored runs, and there's other games we didn't. But you really have to play well at the right time.
Well, they do. I mean, for me, it's their approach right now that I like more than... I mean, I recognize it's still early in the season. Offensively, they have a better approach. They're top 10 in pitches per plate appearance. They're third in on-base percentage. Their pitching staff has struck out the most batters in baseball. These are good things. I mean, these are things you can hang your hat on. 215-592-9494. Justin is up next on WIP. Hey, Justin.
Thank you. Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, Justin, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for taking my call. First time caller.
You got it, man. What do you think about Dave in the off season?
Yeah, I would say I don't think I necessarily owe him an apology because I was never really, you know, bashing him. I definitely thought he should shake up a little bit. I thought Alec Baum, I kind of wanted him to go after last year. But I remember when they got Lizardo, I thought that was a really – I couldn't believe they got him for what they got him for. And so for the most part, you know, I think there are some people that owe him apology, but I've been pretty high on this team. I think they're going to be, you know, top 3 to 4 team in the MLB, and, you know, we'll see what happens when the playoffs come.
Well, I mean, so far you look right on that, Justin. And the Lizardo trade, I think part of it was, I'm not sure if you remember the exact moment, I think it was they traded for him the morning of an Eagles game. So the whole story just got buried, right? It was around Christmas time. It was an Eagles game, and the Eagles were having a great season. We just kind of didn't talk much about it. But so far it's been a great acquisition for the Phillies. Justin, give us something you don't think Hugh Douglas would want to do.
Can I get a quick word of Andrew Painter real quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I haven't been as excited about a prospect in a long time since probably Dominic Brown, and I just think like he's in AAA, he might be ready to come up now. But if it were me making the move, I would say I want to save it. I want him to be able to pitch in the playoffs. I don't want I know he's going to be on inning count, so yep. I would bring him up very slowly. I don't think we need starting rotation help right now, so. I'm very excited about him, but I think we should save him for, you know, when it counts later in the year.
Yeah, I know the morning show was discussing how he only went 3 innings last night. I'm more with you. I don't want to waste too many innings in the minors. You know, he'll be here eventually. And Justin, he's a special prospect. I'm with you in that these guys don't come around very often. I mean, when I watch him, he reminds me of a young Verlander. So he's got a chance to be something really special here. Justin, what's your try day submission here? Something Hugh Douglas would not try.
I'll go with taking accountability and apologizing, admitting he was wrong.
That's going to be top to top.
That's a good one, Justin.
That's a big time answer, Justin.
You
too, Justin. Justin, that's a good one.
I like
taking accountability
for a first time caller. Justin nailed it.
That's not true. I take accountability all the time. Justin, you were wrong for that.
It took the greatest Eagles defense of all time for you to just slightly bend and say it might be important.
No, it's not, because most of those cats are not here. My point is, it's been made.
No, it hasn't.
Luxury,
no.
Not a necessity.
No, it hasn't. You think it's
luxury,
been made.
Not a necessity.
It's going to go down with one of those, the afraid of commitment?
Yes.
And the things that really struck a nerve with you.
Yeah, afraid of commitment.
This one's going to hit for weeks.
That was good.
He's going to be sitting there this weekend thinking about that answer from Justin.
Justin tried to live rent-free in my head this weekend. Justin, it didn't work.
Justin, that's
did not work, Justin.
A big time answer. Let's go to Don in Old City. What's up, Don?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, what's Don. On, what's man? Up?
Listen, I don't know. I have a problem because, first of all, the bats are hitting good, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pitching is not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're still doing good. What's with all this bashing with the Phillies? I mean,
that's right, Hugh.
I would have no problem apologizing today.
Who's bashing?
And I can tell what's the name can't be married because he don't.
Wait a minute. Before you bash me about my marital status, say correctly, say my name. You know my name. Don't act like you don't know who's sitting in this chair. If you're gonna bash me, do it respectfully.
All right. I respectfully bash you because the Phillies are doing great, and respectfully. Give him a break. I mean,
how am I not giving?
Perfect. And let me tell you something. The season is early, mm-hmm. but it's early for everybody.
That's
not
right.
Just the Phillies.
That's right, Don. You let him hear it.
Don. It's early for all the teams, not just the Phillies. And let me tell you something else. Ranger Suarez, he needs to pack a bag and get the hell out too.
Why are we getting rid of Ranger?
A bad start on Sunday.
Yeah, one start.
Yeah, I'm just going off of what Don's saying. Yeah.
See,
you know what? I'll tell you, he may only have one start, but something inside of me is telling me we would do better without Rangers. Trust me.
You know what, Don? I'm glad you got there. So what did your gut tell you at the beginning of the season when Taiwan was coming up to the mound? Be honest. Be honest. What were you thinking his first start? What were you thinking?
I was thinking that he had a shaky start,
mm-hmm.
and I doubted it a little bit, but I knew that we was going to come through just like we do every year.
You know what,
Don? Give him a little time and just have patience because, like I said, It's an early start for all the teams.
That's right, Don. See, Don gets it.
You know what, Don?
Don gets it.
Don, you know what? You owe me an apology.
No, don't apologize, Don.
Because I believed in Taiwan, and you didn't. So you need to apologize to me because I was the only one that believed
in
him.
I'm not saying I didn't believe in him.
We're not spinning this to apologize to Hugh Douglas. No, we're not.
Don, apologize.
Don, do not apologize to Hugh.
Don, apologize to me.
Don, stand strong, Don.
Listen, time heals all wounds. I knew he was going to be all right.
You knew. You didn't know it, Don.
You know who knew? Dave Dombrowski knew.
This is such a lie, Don.
So basically, Don, you must not be married either, because we're both sitting up here telling lies. That's what we're doing right now.
I'll apologize in a heartbeat to come home.
All right,
home
then. Apologize to me then.
No.
Apologize.
Don't you dare, Don.
Listen, in my soul, I can't apologize to you because I know you're wrong.
Don, what do you got for us? Try day, something Hugh wouldn't do.
I'll tell you what Hugh wouldn't do. Hugh wouldn't eat a meal and take a hard liquor drink at the same time.
Oh, that's a good one. Don knows the show. Don, good answer.
Don's funny.
Don's right.
I feel attacked. This is how this is going to go on a Friday.
Well, I mean, this is easy. If you apologize, we wouldn't be here.
Justin with accountability.
Yeah.
Don, like, yeah.
It did hit me that Friday is basically just like, come at Hugh's throat today. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, you have many things you've told us you wouldn't try.
The fact that he said I'm not married, that kind of hurt a little bit. that stung a little bit.
This is gonna be a tough weekend for Hugh. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
buddy.
That means I'm sorry too.
Ain't he got a girlfriend?
I am sorry too, but this was easy. If you just apologize, we wouldn't be here.
I'm not going to do it.
I know, but this.
I'm not going
to
do it.
We didn't have to go down this path. You led us here.
Are you okay?
No, I will be.
You can see him. He's hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that one kind of hit home.
The last two, you know what?
Usually I can shake them off when they come back to back like that.
Not back to back.
He went back to back on me.
Back to back at 11:11 in the morning? My goodness gracious.
It's going to be a rough week. Yeah. I slept good last night, man.
You have new fans.
Man, listen, I bought two fans. It's like a wind tunnel. It's like, shout out to the people at Home Depot. The dude, like, I got these big ass industrial fans, right?
Yeah.
These fans were so big that Buddy had to reach them, like, you know, normally the little box fans, right?
Yeah, you can just pick those
they
up.
They can pick those up. No, he had to go on the top shelf.
Oh.
I had to wait for somebody to help me get those.
And you got two?
I got two of them things, man. It's like a wind tunnel. It's awesome. It's awesome. With the way, because it's the white noise. It's the white noise and it's the air circulating. I've been sleeping with a fan on for like ever. So I upped the experience. I got two of them and I got a weighted blanket.
How about you?
Oh my goodness. Look at God. Boy, I bought that weighted blanket and them two fans. It's just, I'm going to have a great weekend sleeping good.
If you're wondering where Hugh Douglas is, he's sleeping.
I got my two fans, my weighted blanket, and some bourbon. It's a good weekend.
He is sleeping off all of your insults today. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, Will?
Oh, man, happy Fighting Friday, baby.
Happy Fighting Friday. We'll take that.
What's going on, Will? What are you thinking here?
I knew they was going to bring them brooms out last night, man, and I'm happy they did it. Man, what I saw yesterday, man, was a manager managing the team, man.
Mm-hmm.
So he took Lazaro out a little early when he started getting smacked around a little bit. He made the proper adjustments. But what I love about the team, they made the adjustments. They saw that they didn't need the big homer. All they needed to do was keep playing the small ball, getting people on base, and then bringing them home, man. And that's what they did. And one thing about if you do a certain thing a lot of times, it becomes a routine. And I think by them keep playing like this, it's going to become a routine. I want to say this, too, with Bryce Harper, right? Bryce is doing the right thing, right? He wants to see that the team can carry the weight without him, right? So we ain't got to worry about Bryce.
So you think it's intentional? He's not hitting?
I mean, I'm not saying it's intentional all the way, but I believe, listen, it's working because we're not really dependent on him to, you know, give us that spark. Everybody is a spark now, and that's what we need as a team, man. We don't want to depend on one person. And last but not least, right, with the All-Star game, I don't want none of the players, none of the starters to play in that thing.
Because
it's going to distract us. It's going to take us off our journey. And all we need to do is focus on that one thing, man.
So you don't want any Philly in the All-Star game? Am I hearing this right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Stop it. That's not going to happen.
This is new.
It's actually a good take. I like
that. That's not. No, they're going to stay. They're going to play an All-Star game.
No, maybe they shouldn't this year. They did it last. They had eight guys last year. And look what happened in the second half.
It's the Embiid in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Y'all don't feel that good if y'all talking about not letting them play an All-Star game.
No, man. Listen,
Kyle, write this subject. Yep, write this topic down. We're doing this
Thank
soon.
You,
Will. Will, good stuff, man.
On the run, man. I mean, hey, listen, I know it may sound far-fetched, but now that's a distraction.
I mean, far-fetched. This show does far-fetched. You won't even apologize
Come
to a GM
man,
that got Lizardo for nothing.
That's just like saying a wife is a distraction. You can't do that, man. The All-Star game
You
is not
were
a
the one talking about Rangers' wife.
Wait, hold on a second. You just compared a wife to a two-day trip to play a baseball game?
No, I'm just saying if we want to talk about stuff that's crazy.
Wives aren't distractions.
Kyle just said, ask Ranger. How did it work out for
Maybe
Ranger?
Maybe Ranger just isn't
work
that good.
How did it work out for Alex Bohm?
I don't know if they're married.
Well, he's not married, but he has a significant other. Ask Bill Belichick how that's working out for him.
Not well for Bill.
Bill is
struggling. But she's a lot. UNC kicked her right out of the building.
Hey, like I've been trying to tell you, undefeated.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Well, he might lose his job over this one, which is wild.
He'll lose that job before he lose her.
If he had a pick right now, you think he picks
He's picking her.
I think he's picking her too.
Bro, he gave her $8 million. Undefeated.
Yeah. That money's going to be gone soon. All right, Will, what do you got for us? Something Hugh Douglas would not try.
Hey, I'm going to say this real quick. I agree with Hugh with the women and sports and all that. Listen, look at Ranger. He can't stop humping and now.
I didn't say that. I did not say that. I left it vague for a reason.
So we're all channeling our inner Mick here, women weak in knees. Is that what we're doing? Women weak in knees.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to say this for you since you're talking about wives. Hey, you, I think it's time to find one and settle down.
So you're saying Hugh won't get married again? Is that your what he won't do?
Yes.
All right, so try day, Hugh Douglas, marriage one more time. That's it.
Yeah, this has turned out to be a great day for me.
Now, to be fair, all of this stuff that people are saying, you've given them this feeling by your personality.
I've cultivated
you
this.
Have. I don't know. Kyle was on the phone. I don't know if you heard that last submission for Try Day. Will's was marriage once again. Hugh won't try marriage again.
Man.
Yeah, he's getting
hard.
You get rocked today.
This is not the way I expected these answers to go.
So maybe people missed it.
But I'm glad they listened.
It could be an experience, which marriage sure is. It could be a food. It doesn't have to be just personal things that you... Douglas won't try anymore. I'm still laughing at taking accountability. I mean, it's the best.
That one hurt a little bit.
It's so good.
That was Justin, right?
It was Justin. That was his first call ever to the show.
Good job, Justin.
But he's been listening very intently. All right, Alan's in West Oak Lane. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good afternoon. Almost afternoon. Anyway, how's it going?
Good, what's going Alan. On, what's up?
That's good. So I have to tell you, first of all, you best T-shirt collection. I want to know, are those T-shirts hanging or are they folded in a drawer?
Well, they're folded because I have so many that I have to fold them, but I do drip dry them. Shout out to Philly Goat. Yeah, because Philly Goat has hooked me up with a couple. Mm. Like being here in the city, like, man.
And you iron your shirts too?
Yes.
I could tell. Not a wrinkle on there. You look good on this.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
He's the anti-Jack. Jack always has wrinkles in his shirts.
I don't. I can't. You know, I'm a little, like, I can't stand that. You know,
on him or in general? Or like for you?
Because when I hang them up, they get the little, you know, on the shoulder. Yeah. So I got to iron those out, yeah.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Well, anyway, the reason I called was I don't think we need to apologize to Dombrowski, but I think we need to tip the cap and say, you saw something that we're not seeing. So I'm going to give him a pass right now and make sure that, you know, guys are playing well.
Well, you know, they really
and
are. Really, and now
that's really the guys are playing well. And you know what? Look, it's only May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
We're as fans, whether it's Philly fans or anywhere else, we have no patience. Okay. And I think that's a thing that you got to have. Of course, I'm just like everybody else. This guy stinks. Oh my God. This guy stinks. But they're playing really well and they're playing the way that we expected them to. So if that's lifting everybody up, okay, then that's the way to go. let's give it, like I said to Kyle, give it a couple of months. Let's see what happens when we hit midsummer. All right, if they're still playing this way and we get to the playoffs, et cetera, then you can, you know, say, all right, listen, we were wrong. Dombrowski was right. He saw something. Middleton saw something. You know, the coaches saw something that we don't see because we just want to see results. Okay, and that's what I got.
Well, that's fair. And they definitely saw something in Lizardo. He's been excellent for them. All right, Alan, what do you got for us? Something you don't think Hugh would try?
Well, I've been watching and listening long enough to know that you has got some serious phobias, okay? So instead of putting them in the water, I'm going to put them in the sky. And I'm going to say skydiving is something that he would not
do. That's a great one, Alan.
That was funny, Alan. That was the first thing that I said I would not do.
Yep.
I don't have no grown-ass man on my back. What the hell?
You'd look, hey, listen, even if you did, you'd look good going down.
There we go. Especially in his iron t-shirts. Alan, good phone call.
You know, I've been trying to say this. Seems like nobody's listening to me.
Mm-mm.
But, this whole thing about, let's wait and see.
That's not pledge-worthy.
It's also not the point. The point is that they have, this is the one last chance. The reason it's a good offseason is because they're not stuck. They're not screwed if it doesn't work out.
You know what I think most Philly fans are feeling? They're enjoying the season, as we should. But the unfortunate thing about all this, Kyle, is there's a pattern. There is a pattern there that I think a lot of fans they're enjoying the season, but they're a little apprehensive. Because this is not unfamiliar territory for us when we watch this baseball team.
You know what this sounds like? This is trust issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because I don't want to say it's not trust, but it's not that. It's because this is where it gets tricky for me. It's because we're all emotionally invested in the Phillies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these are not unfamiliar waters that we've been in with this team.
Well,
it's
yes.
just unfortunately for us that it peters off at the wrong time.
My point is, it's not if they win the World Series, it's a good offseason. The good offseason is based on the hedge, the out, the lever that they can pull after the season if they don't.
I'm not there with it, but I get what you're saying.
And they got, because if the objective was, as Kyle's talking about, try to improve the team a little bit, not change much, but also not hamstring the future. They did that.
Okay.
Right? Kepler is a one-year deal, and he mm-hmm. looks pretty good so far. And Luzardo, they didn't give up their top – he looks like the kind of pitcher you have to pay your top prospects for. Now, you made a point earlier, which is fair. He had a back injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs failed his physical. Maybe if there were no injury concerns, he would have cost them Aiden Miller, one of their top prospects. They got him. Usually if you acquire a pitcher that is an all-star or a Cy Young caliber, you got to give up a lot. They got him for not that much. That's a good trade right now.
Okay, let me spin it like this. Just – playing devil's advocate here. Okay, how about if this is what happened? Their biggest move in the offseason. Okay, this is what they want to do in the offseason, I should say. What if they wanted to trade Bohm in order to get Soto, but it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go? So they wait all of this time because, to be honest, during that whole time when they were talking about trading Bohm, there was not a lot being said.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they were trying to figure out his trade value and all this other stuff. While all of this stuff was going on, they're trying to position themselves to get Juan Soto. So that doesn't happen.
But
so wait a minute, let me say just
good,
that,
good.
Like that didn't happen. But okay, say now they made all these other fringe moves because these moves were made late. They weren't made right away. They were kind of late moves.
They were more like December than November,
yes,
January. Yeah,
these were moves that were made because somebody sat there and said, okay, we got to do something.
We got to do something because we didn't
do what we set out to do.
Yep.
Because that was the biggest, going into this season, that was the biggest thing that everybody was talking about. Alec Bohm's not going to be here. Hell, he was even asked in a press conference or interview right after the season. And he said it defiantly that I'm going to be here. So they look at it like this. Maybe they got lucky because they made these last-minute moves because they didn't have any other moves to make.
And that's okay, though.
Yeah. That's why I ain't apologizing.
But the results.
You didn't set out with the plan that you started with.
Who cares? All that matters is
you
results.
You got lucky.
You don't think Howie gets lucky? Jalen Hurts was there with the 53rd pick?
We ain't talking about Howie.
No.
Yeah, there we go. I will say this. The lack of the big move or the Juan Soto thing, that to me dates back to a mistake from a previous offseason, and that mm-hmm. was overcommitting the trade turn.
Sure, yeah.
That's not this offseason. So we can be mad about not signing Juan Soto.
But the money was spent.
That's kind of a separate issue.
Yeah, they spent their money. They're big money. 215-592-9494. Right, we're fielding apologies today. Phone calls or refusals. I mean, we know Hugh Douglas here refusing to apologize. To Dave Dombrowski, he had a better offseason than we gave him credit for. And for Tri-Day today, we got a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Something Hugh Douglas would not try. And it kind of an anti-Tri-Day. Could be food. Could be an experience. Could be a life thing. Like a marriage again. And when we come back, I got to get to some audio from Daryl Morey, who is driving me insane. You'll hear that next. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Lies? Who could this be about? Welcome back. Welcome back. It's a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. For coming up at noon today. It's a Friday. That means it's a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky will check in with us as the Phillies are on fire right now. We will get to you people later in the show. And a Philly sports legend. One point apparently had someone anonymously calling to defend them on WIP. We'll get to all that. And your phone calls, of course, on the Phillies, on Dave Dombrowski in his offseason. Were we too hard on him? I believe so, and I'm willing to apologize. Dave, I'm sorry, man. I underrated the offseason. I thought it was not enough, and I didn't think it was good enough. And so far, Jesus Luzardo looks like an all-star, potentially going to get Cy Young votes if he keeps this up. Kepler has helped a lot in left field. Good at-bat last night to really help win the game or tie the game, which, of course, they won. And even if something as small as holding on to Taijuan Walker when all of us said, dump him, get rid of him. Well, he's helped them both in the starting rotation and the bullpen. I'm willing to apologize. Kyle's willing to apologize. Someone around here, of course,
coward.
Yeah, just not ready to do that. Tri-Day as well today. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Something Hugh Douglas wouldn't try, like, you know, apologizing when he should. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, though, can we hear from a guy that's telling a lot of lies out there these days, Daryl Morey? He was on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast talking about the state of the Sixers. We get ready for what's a big day for the franchise on Monday with the NBA draft lottery. The Sixers have a chance, not a great one, but a chance to win the lottery next week and potentially get a franchise-changing player, Cooper Flagg. All right, let's hear from Morey on the state of the Sixers And let's start off with this about his track record and really kind of how we should feel about him running the show here. Here's Maury with Spike.
Look, I mean, as you know, like we try to make great decisions. Obviously, that sounds not so great right now after a rough season, but I think our track record overall is very strong in terms of like decision making overall. And, you know, using data and using all the forecasting tools at your disposal is a smart thing to make better decisions. It's pretty straightforward. But I get the timing was bad, but it for sure wasn't intentional.
All right. So, Hugh, as we react to that one, I don't need him to tell me that he uses data and forecasting tools. It's 2025. Every single executive in sports uses every tool. Like Howie Roseman uses analytics and scouts and everything. It doesn't make me feel better about him. You always, what is the phrase you always use? Don't the labor pains, baby, and all
no,
that?
No, don't. I want to hear about the labor pains. Show me the baby.
Build a championship team. I don't care what method you use, AI or the real AI or scouting eyes. Like, get better players.
See, this is the thing. And this is why, like, in moments like this, I have to throw out there that they need help and I'm willing to help.
Oh, boy.
From 10 to 2, like from 10 to 2, I'm working, but I'm willing to help. It's because here's the reality, Daryl, of what we're dealing with. You are in a position where you have way more knowledge about how these things work than the average fan. But the unfortunate thing for you is this. Most fans don't understand that. That's why that cut, what you just said, show me the baby. I want to hear about the labor pains. When you start talking about, and I'm going to make it as simple as I possibly can. When you start talking about the labor pains and what analytics tells you and how you make moves based on analytics, ain't nobody trying to hear all that. They don't want to hear about the 8-hour labor that you need. We just want to see pictures of the baby. That's it.
Yes.
And we want to see the outcome. And right now, the outcome, you're talking about you making the best moves you possibly can make. Okay, show me how. Show me how in your analytics was it a great move to sign Joel Embiid when he was hurt. Okay, show me how in your analytics bringing in Paul George was better for the team. So like that, show me that, because you might have, like, analytics might have told you that was a great move to make, but as a fan that buys tickets to this game and is sitting there supporting this team, nobody sees what you see.
Yeah, you know what? I think Daryl, you said he needs help. He needs a common sense assistant general manager. Someone to say, hold on, Daryl. Again, all the numbers and data might say Paul George is still good. He's 35 and gets hurt all the time. Like, maybe we should take a little bit of a pause before you just hand him over $200 million. Daryl, I know Joel Embiid has had a great career. He's got bad knees, and we're giving him an extension on his contract. Like, these are things that it feels like. Don't tell me how smart you are when you make dumb moves.
No, it's him defending his position.
That's exactly,
you know, he reminds me of JJ Redick. You know how when JJ Redick, like, let's be honest, JJ Redick got the job because he did a podcast with LeBron and LeBron pulled that string to get you down. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Totally.
Nothing wrong with that. But when you sit there and you act like you know more than everybody else, which you might know more than everybody else. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I don't see the same thing that you see. And I don't see the same thing that the majority of the people see that you think you see. So you have to learn how right now you're in the minority when it comes to what you've done good. Because Joel Embiid didn't play half the season. He missed more games this year than he played in.
Yeah.
But you're sitting here defending everything that you've done. It's not the time for that, bro.
It's
not.
It's a results-based business. They all use analytics. They all use data. They're probably all using AI. It doesn't impress. Like, if it's supposed to impress me,
I'm not impressed.
I'm not. Like, I don't care that you have data back in your decisions. Get new data or get new decision makers.
Or how about this? Stop trying to explain it to people that use the eye test when they watch basketball and see that this team was no good this year. Like, and you sat there. This is the one that got me. If you really squint really, really hard, if you squint really, really hard, we got a chance. What happened to that chance? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
They won like 5 games the rest of the season.
Yeah. Let's talk about squinting really, really hard, Daryl.
All right, we got more from Daryl Morey. Let's hear Daryl Morey asked about the idea of, hey, if someone makes an offer, if someone contacts you about Joel Embiid, Paul George this offseason, how do you approach that? Here's Daryl Morey on his two expensive older stars.
Somebody calls this offseason about Joel and Paul George thinking that you guys will want to fully commit to the future. Is that something the front office would have a conversation about?
I didn't understand the question. Say it again.
A team calls asking about Joel or Paul George, saying for a trade of like, here's this, you know, expiring contract and a couple picks. If that's in that world, which maybe it isn't, we're not living in that world, but is that something that the front office would consider moving on from and refocusing on the next generation? Or are you?
We're committed to Joel and Paul. I mean, I guess that's what I would say.
Lovely. Lovely to hear. But now, look, that one and that voice, the first voice you heard there, Mike, that's Spike's co-host on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. You, I don't. That one's not an easy one for him to answer, because if he says yes.
Yeah, you put yourself in a bad spot. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I get that. And you're supposed to say that.
Yeah, I'll give him a little pass on that. If he says yes, we would take offers for them. It throws the whole offseason into a tizzy. So I hope he's lying on that one. I hope he would listen if someone called. All right, what else we have here? We have the situation with Joel Embiid and his knee. Of course, there was some rumors out there and strong reporting that maybe Joel wanted to have surgery earlier and they want him to play through it, and it was a back and forth. Let's hear Daryl Morey on Joel Embiid and his knee and the state of that whole thing.
Do you think he agreed that it was the right thing that you did?
I think there were, you know, to be fair, it's a good question. You ask good questions. I do think there was a period, and, you know, some of it was real, some of it out of frustration by all of us, where when it wasn't progressing like all of us hoped, mostly him, that, you know, he was maybe like, okay, maybe we should have taken a different path earlier. I think that's fair. And I think he was pretty, you know, he was very Joel open, I would call it. You guys know Joel. And yeah, I think he was probably right. With the benefit of hindsight, maybe you do some different things early in the year. But we also felt like we were in a good path from the doctors, and they thought it was the right path.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, that one speaks to me as they don't know what to do with his knee.
That was a lot of long talking. I mean, that's what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot of long talking. I know it's a tough question to answer.
Yeah.
But I tuned out when you didn't really answer the question. You just start, you know, talking around in circles and everything. You didn't answer the question.
Well, it doesn't make me feel better that nobody has a good plan for the guy's knee that you just gave 3 extra years and $190 million to.
What does it mean when you talk about Joel like? Because only thing that I know of is what was recorded. And the fact that, you know, from what I gather from what was being reported is that you thought he was in one place.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think he was in that place. And he went over your head to do what he went out to do and that's have not play at all. That's what I got from that. Because, see, this is the problem, Daryl, if you're listening. And you need to hire me as your PR guy. I'm just keep putting it out there. Y'all keep ignoring this, but I'm keeping the bean with
you.
We're
trying to ignore it.
Well, yeah. I'm going to keep it a bean with you. The message that has been conveyed during the course of the season and what you're saying, they don't align. That's just the bottom line. I'm just keeping it simple. What you're talking about and what these hardworking Sixers fans have seen throughout this year, they're not aligning. And somebody's lying. Like, for lack of a better way of saying it, somebody's not being truthful in whatever happened with this situation.
Can I give you an analogy that I think might fit if all the stories are accurate?
Mm-hmm.
The way that the reporting went on this, that Morey was the one that wanted to give Embiid the extension.
Yes.
Right? And then Embiid quickly after that said, my knee's not right. We got to do something about this.
Mm-hmm. You mean after the extension?
After the extension.
So wait a minute. Because normally, when you're talking about extending somebody, mm-hmm. you have somewhat knowledge of their physical health.
Yeah, you got a physical. I mean, but Embiid, when the season started, he started playing. It's not. He's saying, "I don't feel right."
Yeah, I know.
So imagine if you bought you convinced your significant other to buy a new car, an expensive car.
Yeah.
And then you pull out of the lot and you hear some weird grinding and things. I my guess is Morey was like, it's probably okay. Well, let's not take it right back. Like, because you look ridiculous if you send him to surgery 10 minutes after you give him the contract.
But see, that's the thing, Joe. And this is the thing that I don't know how these things work. And when I talk to my friends about this is, I understand how basketball works. Because Kawhi Leonard, it was a similar thing with him. He was hurting. You don't want to – I understand the fact that you don't want to move on from somebody that has that type of talent. But at the same time, when you're giving somebody an extension of $190 million, you got to vet that a little bit better. Like, you have to go in. Like, if you're thinking about that, it'll say, like, using the car as an analogy. Okay, first of all, you're going to test drive it. And if it's making that noise, then you're going to have the diagnostic team look under the hood and see what's going on. Okay, say if you do find something going on, is it fixable? And if it's fixable, how much is it going to cost you?
And how much?
Or how much time? Yeah. You know what I mean? It don't sound like any of these things were done. This sounds to me like you just went into it and you just wanted to appease him, just because.
It's all bad. I mean, however you frame it. All right, let's end with this. Daryl wanted to give us some positives for the future as we head out into the offseason for the Sixers lottery on Monday. Here's Morey, right to Ricky Sanchez on some positives.
Look, I think you can see a lot of things that are very positive. Obviously, that's how I choose to look at it. I'm a Sixers, part of the Sixers. But, you look and we won 20 whatever games, 24 or something, and you go, okay, that all sounded good, except, this team's in a rough place. So until we know we have a lot to prove. Until we get out there and prove it, I think it's right to be skeptical. But I think there's a lot to be excited about, too.
Why?
What is there to be excited about?
Seriously. Jared McCain is the only thing I've got for you. And he looked really good before he got hurt.
Okay, okay.
The potential of Cooper Flagg.
The potential they win the lottery, which is unlikely, right? If we just go by percentages.
Was McCain, like, no disrespect
to
him because.
The TikTok guy.
Okay, the young cat. Okay, yeah, I thought it was the other cat that was playing when Maxie was hurt. I'm sorry.
No. Jared McCain was the kid they took out of Duke.
Yeah, and he had the knee. He had the knee early on.
Yes. He looks promising.
Yeah, okay. I give you that. I mean, but I'll take it back.
What else do we have?
That's what I was about to say.
Nothing.
Okay. Maxie.
Tyrese Maxie.
Maxie and Grimes.
But that's still a. That's some building pieces, but who's the architect? You know, when we talk about, because we were talking about the other day, Joe, and how it looked like it's going back to the old school way of building teams, like taking your time. Like when you look at the Boston Celtics, you look at Houston and what they're down there doing, building them with young guys and just staying the course for a little while. It looks like it's starting to move back to that and move away from that going to get a hired gun.
Yeah, you need young and waves
and
of
develop,
talent. Yeah.
And develop that talent.
Yeah.
Are we comfortable with Daryl Morey being at the helm developing this talent?
No.
Given, I know his track record might say something different, but right now in this time, in the way that he's handled this fan base so far, do you have any confidence in him being the guy that's going to turn this thing around?
No, and that's why I hope he's lying about if someone calls about Georgia or Embiid, they're committed, because it doesn't make any sense. The next Sixers team that has any shot will not have Embiid and George. That's just move off it. They're not going to be around or be good players by the time these guys are ready. The next Sixers team that has a shot is probably Maxey, McCain, and if they could turn this pick, which should be a good one, into an all-star kind of player. That's their only chance. Like, that's it. And if they go a different route, it's not going to work. 215-592-949. If you can react to all the Morey stuff as well. With the Phillies, Dombrowski, is it time to apologize? Are you ready to do it? Because at some point, we're all going to do it at some point if this team keeps winning. Well, we should. Mm. I apologize to start the show. Kyle, very open about apologizing. This is growth, Hugh. We're growing.
Growing.
And you are not.
I apologize.
Hugh's not apologizing. Plus, Tri-Day, $100 gift card to Sunoco. Best answer we get for something Hugh Douglas would not try wins the prize today. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Apologize for that. Got two things to say. Thank God for the mute button, because that would have made for some interesting radio.
Uh-oh.
A discussion with the wife, although I did most of the listening and she did most of the talking.
Oh, you got cussed out.
That sounds about right.
Just remember, gentlemen, the key to a happy life is a happy wife. If you learn that, you'll be married for a long, long time.
Yep. Aaron, I definitely agree with that. Well, so what do you got for us today?
So, Hugh, you're down on the mat right now, and brother, I got my hand over the ropes. I'm waiting for you to tap me in.
Pappy me in.
Wonder Twin Powers, activate. What on God's green earth are Joe and Kyle talking about today?
Apologizing to Dave DeBrasco.
For being men.
We are 37 games into a 162-game season, and you want us to apologize to the general manager?
Yes.
For what? This is a broken record. We saw this record play last year. The beginning of the season, they were playing small ball and they were winning games. And then they fell apart in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. Let's be patient. Let's wait. And let's see if this team can become the championship team that we all expect them to be. I'm not going to sit here and wait for them to break my heart again. I'll watch from a distance. But I'm not buying in. I'm not buying in after 37 games.
It sounds like you have trust issues, Aaron, because obviously this is different, and the offseason was better than we gave it credit for. Lizardo is a big-time pitcher, and Kepler's helped in left field, and he kept Taiwan. Everyone wanted Taiwan dumped. He kept him, and he's helped.
Wait a minute. And Hugh,
yes.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare apologize.
I'm not apologizing.
If you apologize, I'm coming after you.
I'm
with
not apologizing.
A full fury.
I'm not apologizing.
You're getting threatened by Aaron. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call.
Doesn't even watch the game.
And it's actually, the fact that people like Aaron are on your side is sad.
Sounds bad when you say the people like Aaron.
Like Aaron. What is that? Aaron is stubborn and not open to change. I mean, he's clearly stubborn. You heard that phone call.
Those people. You know, we got to tread lightly with all these little, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have you people, those people.
And the Klan thing. You
know, No.
That was all
you got to tread lightly with that. You've never heard me say that word saying, or those words once.
I'm trying to get back in good with my Klan, man. I ain't been playing video games.
Well, keep up your behavior lately.
Yeah, getting good with the Klan.
Yeah.
I just, like, really nobody's following the logic of, it's not even really about how it ends.
It's not about how it ends. It's not about the team right now. It's about what the offseason was. We ripped it. We said they didn't. How many times have people called this radio station and say, they didn't do anything?
See, but
they did.
But see, this is the thing. It is about how it ends.
No.
It is. Listen, and I'm going to tell you, I know how hard it's hard to win a championship. I know that. But when you talk about this team and the path that they've been on, that's why people are a little apprehensive.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But nothing they could have done this offseason would have guaranteed a championship.
Right. Nothing would have guaranteed.
They could have gotten Soto and still gotten bounced in the first round.
Yes.
But it's the way, to me, it's the way that it played out. And it's almost like you want me to apologize for getting lucky. I'm not doing that.
You think the Lizardo trade is luck?
I do, for the, to a certain extent. Yeah, because think about it like this, fellas. And just open your mind up just a little bit, which I know is hard for y'all to do because y'all just dug in on this, right?
No, the closed-minded one is not
me. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little closed-minded on this one.
You're the one with your arms folded. I'm not apologizing.
Lizardo was a guy who didn't pass a whole lot of people's physicals.
Sure, there was a back issue.
You got lightning in a bottle a little bit, and I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, it's a good thing, but to apologize for that,
hold on a second.
I'm not doing that,
Len. I know you said earlier, we don't have to compare it or do that, but I'm going to do it anyway. I could make the case that Howie Roseman got a little lucky that Saquon Barkley stayed healthy. What if Lizardo wins the Cy Young?
He might, but still, you still got lucky. Still got lucky.
Well, did Howie get lucky on Saquon?
I feel like this though, Saquon was an addition to an already good football team.
Well, Lizardo addition to an already good team and great
this
rotation.
This was a team that when you look at it, okay, since we're here now.
We're here.
The Eagles have been consistently on a uptick since all of that. And Saquon just put them over the top.
Yeah, of course.
This team, and I think the reason why people feel the way that they feel is because you added Lizardo because the team is regressing. They're not going in the right direction right now. And I think that's why people look at it and they're a little, you know, it's good now, but it's one of those things where, okay, we've been down this path before. But to be honest, the regression for this team, and I think the thing that's the sticking point for a lot of people is, it's been good. Like, when you look at the last three seasons – and you compare the notes between then and now, this team is probably in the same situation or similar record that they had in the last
three
seasons.
Sure, about that.
But ultimately, at the end of the day, if they win the World Series or not, is not up to Dave Dombrowski.
No,
it's up to the players.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, these guys have to figure out how to keep this momentum going.
I know.
Sure. Dave can't go out there and keep the momentum going.
I'm just saying, at the end of September last year, Howie Roseman's a genius for signing a running back. Meanwhile, Dave Dombrowski got lucky to get Jesus Lizardo. Or maybe he made a great trade. I mean, that might be it, too. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Are you ready to apologize and say, say, Dave, I'm sorry. Hugh Douglas, obviously not. Mm-mm. You had a better offseason than we gave you credit for. It's okay to say how easy it is. I'm sorry, Dave. You had a good offseason. It's so easy.
Oh, you were trying to set it up for me to
say
it?
Yes. Oh, I ain't about to do that. All right. Well, you know what time for. We do every Friday at noon. Well, I'll talk to Scott Fransky. Hey, Fransky Friday, all your phone calls well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.